Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today, I continue my conversation with Matt Schlater. Matt, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good things, we praise you, we bless you, we give you thanks. Strengthen and renew us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, Matt, you are a business owner, Jones Schlater Flooring. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
I got the little advertisement.
Yeah, there we go. There's the plug. Jones Schlater Flooring, commercial flooring.
We've got to pay our bills.
That's right.
I will add that Matt is not paying for this interview. I do interviews for free. But I thought that in looking at discipleship, to look at it in the context of business.
Mm-hmm.
So the last bit of our conversation, the last time we were speaking, you mentioned that you got a business degree from Franciscan University of Steubenville.
Yes, I did.
And maybe, to kind of move to lead off from that, from our last bit of conversation, is what kind of principles of business did you learn in that setting at Steubenville that you still kind of keep with you?
So maybe I'm not the model of a great student. So maybe the lessons and principles didn't come directly out of the classroom, though I do remember my professors and my classes. And Franciscan is a great, great place to go to school. And the business school in particular is an awesome place to start to build the foundation of a morally sound business mind. My college career at Franciscan was marked by a lot of busyness. I worked a full-time job and a part-time job. I was a bartender at night, and I was a personal caretaker for a war veteran who needed a lot of care. So I played sports and did school. So, ultimately, I think what I learned from business school was that you got to keep your nose to the grindstone. That's the first time, lessons from Grandpa Schlater, Grandpa Gilardi, Dad, and my uncles, who were all very proficient in business, started to come alive. Things will happen if you make good decisions coupled by right decisions and add in a lot of hard work and somehow you start getting lucky.
So in working hard, clearly you're a hard worker, from these experiences, it would seem. Is this principle of hard working, it is a very German principle, but certainly the faith enables us to work hard as well.
Yeah. I think the easiest way to work hard is to work with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard becomes very easy when you're working for something and when you know what it is you're working for. So when I started college, I sort of had gone through a discernment in the years previous that I was going to be a married man. So I knew that on the other end of this, I was going to have to make a living. And my father was a great example of that, and my grandfathers before him. So that was my purpose. And that is deeply Christian. That family unit was that was my horizon all throughout college. So I think the principle there of hard work, it's maybe from 1,000 feet up, it seems like, well, just working hard, what does that get you? Well, it's a start. I'd rather work smart than hard, but smart is a little slower to develop. Hard, you can jump right into.
You've been an owner of Jones Schlater Flooring for how long now?
Almost 10 years.
What did you do before that?
So, let's see. I started off in commercial lending and banking. My first real job was for PricewaterhouseCoopers up in Cleveland That was very short-lived because my then girlfriend did not like 100-hour weeks. So now I ended up marrying her, and she was my moral compass in that period. But I got into commercial lending, and then we had twins, and my own budget was a bust, so I had to go out into the marketplace and see how I could get back in black, so to speak, and make enough money for our family. So I got into the construction industry, worked for two companies, really, really ended up enjoying both the pedigree of people that are common in that industry, good, hardworking Americans, smart, honest, and it was an industry that just clicked with me. My grandpa Schlater was a contractor, as well as many of my uncles, and I really liked the people aspect of it. I had been trained in the numbers, but really the people attracted me to the construction industry. And in the downturn around 2008, 2009, I started looking for ways to have equity in a company. So I started talking to a lot of people I knew, and eventually that led me to Kevin Jones, who's now my business partner. So we teamed up in early 2011 to start Jones Schlater Flooring.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Matt Schlater. In the world, in the business, you know, maybe you've got one foot in the business world, but your heart is certainly with Christ. What are some principles of the faith, maybe even lessons that Christ has given you to live in that business world? Or maybe another way we might say that, or what are some Christian principles that you use in the business world?
So the one that has just developed in a way that I could not have forecasted was truly prayer. Particularly when you're a business owner, you can get this sense that you're in charge. And then all of a sudden, you know, things might be good, things might be bad, but you're faced with a decision. And it might be a big decision, it might be a small decision, but it's something you're uncertain about. Whether you're a Christian businessman or just a businessman and not Christian, pulling away and pausing and taking time to reflect on that decision in the context of the business, in the context of the marketplace, has become one of the practices that is most valuable for our company. I forget what my business partner and I called it. Kevin and I called it at the beginning of our business, stop, gain perspective, and make a plan. I think that's what we always used to say to each other when we were confronted with something we were uncertain about and it made us afraid or anxious or uncertain. We made a habit of pausing, gaining perspective, changing our disposition if necessary, gathering our information, and then making a plan. And never was there a time that prayer was something separate from that. And I look back and I didn't even realize it, but I was maybe just through the deposit of faith that, and good business that my dad and my parents and had given me. I was integrating my Christian life into the way that we ran our business.
You know, they say there are some professions that atheists just can't do. So, for instance, farmers, you know, when you put a seed in the ground, you always have to have faith and hope, you know, like, and you realize that you're not in charge of the universe. I wonder, you know, like with small business owners or business owners in general, and maybe even CEOs of large companies as well, if there is a, you know, how is it that they remember that they're not in control? You know, sometimes small business owners, or at least the children of small business owners, don't work well when they end up being an employee of someone else. How is it that we realize that really the Lord's in charge of our business?
Yeah. You know? Well, I think for me, it's mostly realizing how good people are. If you're going to build a good business, you have to surround yourself and hire really good people. And then you have to accept the fact that you can't control them. You have to trust them. And that, at least for me, has strengthened my faith. The knowledge that they are made by the same creator that I am has given me free rein to trust them, not out of the sense of irresponsibility, not trust them limitlessly, but work together with them. So to speak, work together with them in the vineyard. We're all working towards that good that Jesus promises us. Ours is just a small part of it that's called flooring. I've never quite been able to relate to those people who really think they can own something in as much as outside of God or Christianity. For example, our property at home, I think about that and I think, boy, I don't really own that. It's just mine for a little bit. And that's the same way I look at our business.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you our all, and we lay ourselves before you this day, mindful that you are good. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today has been Matt Schlater. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And until next time, peace and all good.